B-Pod Studios.
Hey everybody, welcome to Checkpoint Daily, the at-home version. We know that we give this to you once every weekday and then some bonus stuff on the weekend, but we like to do some stuff from home too, because let's be honest, COVID is still a thing, you guys, and we are trying to minimize our in-person activities as much as we can. But I am Norris Howard alongside my usual co-host for this show, Chad Callahan. Say hello, Chad.
Well, hello. Weird well, being that home was, and saying this.
That was better than yesterday.
I drink more coffee than yesterday.
Oh, okay. And also we have Callie Sloan. Hi, Callie.
My face is on fire.
Okay, taser face.
Okay, would you care to explain?
No. It's just on fire. No, I went and got I got my laser hair removal done today, and she's like, all right, so just so you know, this is your sixth session. We're going to be turning the juice up a little bit today, which I did not understand as meaning this is going to burn unlike anything you've ever felt in your life before. That was horrible.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm happy I can't see the flame shooting out from your pores then, because that sounds terrible. But we want to bring to you guys what happened today in the world of gaming. So obviously, Worlds is still going on, but there is a development from early this morning today. It is sad to say that we have our first round of teams that didn't make it out of groups. And as I said, Team Liquid did not make it. The first casualty of North America is Team Liquid. And I think I can go on record and say this, our best shot to get out of group.
Yeah, and here's the thing, what's frustrating about it is, like, this isn't how we were supposed to not make it. Like, we were supposed to not make it because we didn't play very well. We, you know, we only won, like, one or two games. We weren't supposed to, like, make it interesting on the last day and get back to 3-3 and have to wait and hope G2 could beat Suning. And then, of course, G2 just rolled over and died for two straight games. Instead,
they put up a fight, which makes me at least a little bit happy. Yeah, because I don't want a dead fish.
I'm over that. I don't care about that anymore. We say the same thing when it comes to Worlds every year. Oh, but you may put up a good fight.
Yeah.
No, I'm tired of that, dude. I'm tired. Like, you can't be the most prosperous nation on the face of the earth and put out this kind of product in anything competitive. I'm sorry. I view Worlds and other esports like the Olympics, and America and North America should be performing like the Summer Olympics. Every year we top of the medal count or near the top of the medal count, and that's the way it should be. But instead, we're consistently near the end of the pack. I mean, there are teams from the PCS region. There are teams from other regions that have outperformed us at Worlds. It's absurd.
That's the thing, too. As we know, North America is infamous for going into first week of groups and getting smashed and then coming back in the second week and getting better. And you just can't play from behind the eight ball at Worlds like that. Like, you want to go into the last day still in control of your own destiny. Hey, we win, we're in. This was, we win and G2 helps us, then we have a chance for a tiebreaker, in which case we can get in. Like, you cannot, this 0-3, 1-2 on the first week of Worlds crap has to stop.
It does. And you know, I looked at it as, you know, I think their coach, Jat, did a really good job refocusing everybody.
He did.
But when you looked at how Team Liquid actually won that first game, you know, you had Tactical on the Jhin, you had the Lilia, Brox on the Lilia, and it's like, why didn't you do that in the subsequent games? Those champions, the Jhin was not banned out for Tactical. I have no idea why in that last match you're not running it, because he played so well and it synergized so well with the rest of the team. The same thing for the Lilia. So I really don't understand, you know, some of the drafting that went into it. And G2, listen, I said they were really good. Actually, in my original pick-ems, I went back and I actually had G2 not making it out of this group. And to be perfectly honest with you, the way they played against Suning for those last two matches,
oh, that was embarrassing. Those
two games, that's a team that didn't deserve to make it out. But because Machi was terrible and Team Liquid was mediocre, they make it out in second place because they lost two straight matches to Suning today. So,
anyway, 0-3 TSM plays on Saturday. 1-2 FlyQuest plays on Sunday. Do something else this weekend, everyone. Just do something else.
Yeah, I mean, well, Season 2 Fall Guys is out, so, you know, play that.
God, we're that already in Season 2 of Fall Guys? I feel like the game just came out.
Just started today. Yeah.
I'm excited by that. But, you know, there is other esports to watch this weekend, and number one of those is the Overwatch League Grand Finals. The weekend of play has already started, and you know, we had the Seoul Dynasty go up against the San Francisco Shock in the first match of the day, and this was amazing. And I know you two guys are not very big Overwatch fans, but I'm gonna tell you, if you want to see this game played at the highest level, this is a game to watch because
it went to five games. I felt like all of them were pretty close. I kind of feel for Seoul, like when an underdog gets that close to winning, you really want to see them complete it. It almost feels like a disappointment that like the Shock win that match. But
is it unexpected?
No, it's not unexpected.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. Against the Shock, it is unexpected. The Shock are one of the best teams. Overwatch teams ever put together, and for Seoul to play them so strongly, I think is a little bit of a surprise, especially compared to the second game,
right?
Where Philly gets 0-3 by Shanghai. Now, don't get me wrong; I think Shanghai is 1-1A between San Francisco and Shanghai. But the thing about the Dragons is that all of these maps were semi-close. Well, the first two maps were kind of close, but the third map was a blowout. Philly was supposed to be the one playing spoiler here, and unfortunately, it looked like Seoul is the better team, so do not be surprised if the Seoul Dynasty are the team that come out of the loser's bracket, because they look better. They look better than Philly, and it sucks, because Carpe was great all day today.
Well, whatever. I just need my anime storyline to continue. I need the Shanghai Dragons to come back. I need this.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And based on how they played today, Shanghai is the team to watch. But moving away from esports a little bit, in one of the weirdest sort of games to be announced over the past couple months, we got another in-depth look at John Wick Hex. Now, we're bringing this up because almost all of us here besides Chad are big John Wick fans. We love those movies. Yep. They're true blue action movies.
To clarify, I don't watch them because the puppy. I don't know what happens to the puppy, and I don't want to know what happens to the puppy. I know it's a small plot point, but
It's not a small plot point. It
drives the whole first movie.
I know. Okay, maybe not a small plot point, but it's a small moment.
Yes,
happened.
It is only one part of the movie. You are correct.
I refuse to watch it because of that. Right, I'll just watch it vicariously.
Well, watch the second one. There is no puppy involved.
Good. Maybe I'll just skip the first one. I'll cliff note it. But anyways, go ahead.
John Wick. You don't even need to. First of all, the plot, to be honest with you, is inconsequential when you watch a John Wick movie. It's like a Fast and Furious movie
or a Bourne movie.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter. But you have John Wick Hex, which is a game that is being put out. I got to find the studio, but it's being put out, and it is not what you think it is. A lot of people think that you hear John Wick, you think about all these, you know, really cool action set pieces, and instead they decided to make it sort of a turn-based tactical shooter that borrows more from XCOM than anything else, and I'm disappointed. I don't want to play this game. I'm super hyped for John Wick games. I don't want to play it.
I watched the video, and I sat there and I looked at it, and I said, I'd be more excited about this game if it didn't have John Wick. I would like a new character. This would be kind of fun if it was like multiple characters. I get how they're connecting it. It's not that it's going to be a bad game by any of the stretch of my imagination, but I feel like it would have been better if it was just a standalone. It would just been called Hex. If it was just called Hex, yes, and that was it. No John Wick, anything else.
Right.
This would have been great.
The concept of you being like the action hero, and it's like, okay, how on earth did he just navigate his way through, you know, 50 bad guys without getting a scratch? Like, actually, that's kind of interesting. And the whole tactical element of it is nice. The only problem is that once I hear John Wick, I want like a shoot 'em up. Like,
right. You know what I mean? I need Splinter Cell. I want Splinter Cell John Wick, essentially,
no,
where he's kind of sneaky,
Splinter
but
Cell. Not
I don't
Splinter
know.
Cell. No, Devil May Cry. Go all the way.
Oh,
go all the way.
Okay. You're going to do it.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, go all the way. John Wick is over the top. Like, you could still make it grounded because he doesn't have superpowers.
Right.
But go all the way with it. And this is actually being done by Biffle Games. They're a small studio. They did a really great game called Thomas Was Alone, a really cool indie game. I saw this, and, you know, their whole thing is it's all about, you know, you move and you plan out all your moves and you create this flow to where, like, you throw enemies and then you turn around and shoot another one and throw a gun. And all that sounds cool when you describe it verbally, and then you see it in practice, and it's just frustrating because you're like, it looks clunky. John Wick's, like, face, like, never changes. None of the enemies' faces ever change. And I know it's a small studio, but I want something else if I'm gonna have a John Wick game.
The animation is very lacking. It looks so cel shady, kind of like 10 years ago, something I would have saw. That's another thing. I feel like I know it's a Switch game, and I know that it probably in that indie feel, but this is even still like it could be. It could be a little higher. I know what the Switch can do, and I know it can do better than this.
Yeah, and I think that's a victim of being from the small studio. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, when we think about, like, some of these really, you know, small studios that have made amazing games, I'm playing Hades right now. That's a small studio.
Yeah,
that's a game made from not many people. And that game is blistering fast with a lot of enemies on screen at once, a lot of different things that you can do. And it shows to me that small studios can make really great experiences and don't necessarily have to break the bank to make it like hyper realistic or anything like that.
No, but it is stylized well and still feels beautiful, even though it's not necessarily high volume of graphics, but it still feels stylized, unlike Hex, which still just seems like it's very, I don't know, unpolished.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, man, is polish is going to be really important moving forward, especially as we go into the next gen. But I definitely want to say that, you know, I'm not trying to denigrate on Biffle Games. I'm sure that they've made really great stuff. I just look at it and I just say, like, dude, they trusted you with this game license, and I'd be pissed. I would be like, do it again.
You know what game this could have been? It could have been like a spin-off version of Hitman. I feel like I would have liked that a lot more.
Yes.
Because I feel like that fits it much better, because it's still the same type of idea. It's a Hitman character, but it's a different format. If this was part of the Hitman franchise, I feel like I would get it. I feel like I could, even the graphics, I feel like, you know what? This still makes sense. It's a little bit slow-paced. It can be fast-paced here and there. But it's all strategy, which a lot of Hitman games focus on.
No, actually, that would have been really cool. If that would have been like, you know, XCOM Hitman, that actually would have been really, really sweet. I would have been all the way in for that one. But we definitely are going to have more, because Chad has very strong feelings on the new Mortal Kombat characters, and I have no idea why he feels so upset about it. And I'm going to have to yell at him for a little bit. So we will be right back for more Checkpoint Daily.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Step into the secret lair of the great Landis and Professor Awesome on The Other Identity. Joining on the adventure of a lifetime is Robbie Landis and former editorial director of digital content at Marvel, Ben Morris, team up to defeat the evils of bad comic book opinions. We've added a new voice to the line in Kevin Kelly as The Opinion. We also break down the newest issues of heroes like the Hulk or Captain Marvel. Discover a whole new layer to the world of superheroes and comics on The Other Identity. Download at CheckpointXP.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. We just kick it, talk about video games every day. I mean, I know that sounds cool, but sometimes things happen that polarize the entire studio. And so we're going to talk about one of those things, but right quick, I want to let you guys know to check out the Owl's Nest, the Overwatch podcast and show that we have featuring Robbie Landis and Jake Lyon, a caster for the Overwatch League. If you want to hear more about their previews for the grand finals weekend, you can check that out over at BPod Studios or Google Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Now, one thing that I want to say about this is that I am the paragon of fighting games when it comes to Checkpoint XP. Okay,
that's a bold claim if you don't make that qualifier.
My word is bond. Okay, and when it comes to all things fighting games, I am the authority, okay? And none of you will argue that with me because you know it to be true. Search your feelings. Now, one thing I will say is that I'm not very big on Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat 11 is great. I love the game, played a little bit of it, but it kind of fell to the wayside next to a lot of Tekken. I've been playing more Tekken and getting back into Street Fighter. But today, they announced their new combat pack for Mortal Kombat 11, where some new characters are going to be coming out. First of all, you got the return of Rain, one of the many ninjas in Mortal Kombat.
The purple ninja's coming back?
The purple ninja Rain, the guy who used to roundhouse you off the screen, and you would come back from the other side of the screen. Rain is dope. But anyway, Rain is coming back, as well as Melina. Now, Melina is a character that they have been asking for since launch. Ed Boon went on record saying there is no Melina coming to MK11, and he lied because here she is in MK11.
I don't know why they wanted not to put her. She's really a fan favorite, so it's weird that they didn't even it took them this long.
What's the problem with Melina? Did people start hating her at some point?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if she's difficult to animate. I don't know if I don't know, because to be perfectly honest with you, I think she should have been there at launch. I think if you have Katana in the game, you have to have Melina in the game. Right. I mean, that's how I feel about it personally. But
I always played Melina literally since every Mortal Kombat I could think of that she was in. I played that. She was my go-to.
Okay. Yeah, I dig. I didn't know you were a Melina main. But
real quick. What is everyone's main in Mortal Kombat? Because I feel like mine sucks.
That was Melina. What and is? Sometimes I played what's his name? Jax. I played him too just because he looked cool.
It depends on the Mortal Kombat. The last Mortal Kombat I play a lot of the cowboy, not in this one, but they have a cowboy character. I played a little bit of him, and obviously I played a little bit of Sub-Zero, MK10. MK11, my main is Jade, off the rip. I'm playing Jade, period.
Interesting. I played a lot of, like, Raiden back in the day. My big main.
My dad.
My big main
my
for
dad
years.
Was a Raiden main.
No, it's even worse. My big main for years was Sektor, the red robot.
I was about to say, I don't remember that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cyrax was always better?
Yeah, Cyrax and Smoke were always better. But I played Sektor. He had like the little like rocket that shot out of his chest. And I don't know why. I was like, that was my character.
Oh, you played him? He's essentially just like robot predator. Like,
pretty much. He was just red Cyrax with less good moves.
Right, Cyrax was way better. I don't know how you could play MK3, pick one of the robot characters, and not pick Smoke as Cyrax. You're the weirdo here.
Well, Smoke had to be unlocked, to be fair.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true, but still, if you had Smoke, you played Smoke as opposed to Sektor.
It's fair.
I didn't remember him, so that goes how much my knowledge of Sektor or care for him goes.
Exactly. But yeah, usually for me, if Jade is in the game, I'm playing as Jade just because I think Jade is dope. And she has the staff. I think that's sweet to me. I don't know why. But the character that has caused a schism amongst the folks here at Checkpoint is the inclusion of John Rambo. That's right. He is voicing it, by the way. Sylvester Stallone is voicing Rambo. I don't see, Chad, why you have a problem with Rambo being in Mortal Kombat. I think this is dope. This is what they do. They put 80s and 90s horror and action characters in this game.
I just feel like it's such a weird step. It's not the step that they've been going in. And maybe that's fine. I'm out of left field on this one. But I really was enjoying the kind of more horror things that they have been really focusing on these last few, with like the Xenomorph. They had, was it Jason was in one? Mm-hmm. I believe
Freddy Krueger, I think, was in
Freddy
one.
Freddy Krueger was a, so
well,
like
MK,
I'm
MK10 had more of a horror slant, so it had more horror characters.
Yeah, and so that's why I kind of was like, I'm okay with it. And Joker too, like, even though like he's kind of not horror, he still has like a horror feel to him. Horror quality to him. So I was like, that one works fine. Rambo is just so blah. Like, I've never been like, yeah, Rambo, I'm gonna, like, I don't know. And I would have rather had Terminator, you know, something like that.
Terminator's something. There.
I know, like, okay, but like, that makes sense because like, he's excessive. He's over the top. Rambo doesn't feel excessive over the top as a human being. Like, I understand the movies might be a little bit, but it's not. Like, I don't know. I just can't,
Chad,
grasp.
Chad, let me ask you a couple Rambo. Of very important questions. Have you ever seen a video game character that has a really big machine gun with the chain of bullets that comes out of it wrapped around himself? Have you ever seen that before?
I've seen that, but not in Mortal Kombat.
But that comes from Rambo. Have you ever played a game where you shoot explosive arrows?
I'm not going to discount how big Rambo is in video games. I'll answer the question. Yes, I've seen these type of things. And I'm sure it comes from Rambo.
Rambo has contributed more to video games than Freddy Krueger ever has, outside of a really terrible game in the 90s.
All right, we are not going to talk about the LJN Freddy Krueger game.
I can't discount that. All right, fine. You got me there. But 90% of those are very different games. They're not fighting games. They're not Mortal Kombat. They're not this kind of crazy, ultra, you know, altered universe where all these, like, demonic kind of characters are coming together to fight each other. Like, but Rambo doesn't fit that. He just doesn't. He's too realistic of a, I mean, realistic is goofy saying that, but he's too, like, in the real world for me to, like, feel like that's an actual character to go in Mortal Kombat.
I get what you're saying. He's just meant to be one of, like, the more Earth Realm characters, I think, like, yeah. Jax and Sonya and Johnny Cage. And, like, he's one of those types of characters. Now, that said, it got me to thinking, like, I don't know, like, could you put Indiana Jones in Mortal Kombat? Does that work?
See, that's the problem. Another action hero? I don't like that.
No. I think it's different because, number one, Indiana Jones' whole persona is not based around his body count, right? And so when you have action heroes who, like, okay, if they put John Wick in Mortal Kombat, on brand.
I would also be on brand. That works. Be out.
Really? No, I would be all about that.
I wouldn't be like I mean, who else are we adding to this list? Is it literally any action hero? Are we going to add like Die Hard? What's his name in that movie? John McClane in there. I don't. I want Why a whole not? Different movie from all this that or game from all this. I want all the. This is just like.
But Chad, you're
I don't know. I don't like it. Chad, I just don't like it. Doesn't fit
because
for me.
I want to listen when you talk about the guest characters that have been in Mortal Kombat. You're right. There is a horror element, but that was the last game. In this game, they added Spawn, RoboCop, Terminator, and the Joker, right? Four of those characters are not horror, excuse me, three of those characters don't have any horror elements to them.
Yeah,
so,
but they still make sense to how Mortal Kombat
RoboCop
feels.
Makes more sense than Rambo. If you
100%, 100%. 100%. Like, okay, because all, you know, Smoke and what, Sektor, you know, it all fits in that kind of weird alternate universe. Rambo feels is just like some crazy guy with a big old machine gun who can, you know, can do all this crazy stuff. He's just a normal dude.
Chad wants the Predator.
I want the Predator.
That, and listen, I think that's fine. But you can't say John Rambo is stupid to have in this game if Johnny Cage is in this game. Johnny Cage is a normal guy.
I understand that too. But like, I've always felt Mortal Kombat, like with all the newer characters, just felt more exciting when they were like ethereal and not just a normal dude.
You just have a horror bias. You have bias for all things horror. And you can't be
horror, but like not even just horror, but like I think it could be anything. Like with Joker, that was a good one. I mean, outside the whole horror thing, I still felt like, you know what, makes sense. He's like a crazed character who is
Joker makes
not
more
real
sense
enough.
Than Rambo?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I would say any DC Marvel character would fit in this before Rambo.
At least Rambo has almost combat experience. At least Rambo is somebody who has fought in a war. Joker is a regular crazy guy. He's not a superpowered guy.
Well, why don't we just add a random boxers to this game? Like, that's how I feel about
it. If you put Mike Tyson in Mortal Kombat, I'll play at him.
You know what? I kind of might be okay with that if it was Mike Tyson. You know what? You swayed me in that one.
I'm just keeping it for real. Anyway, Callie, how do you feel about this? Because I feel like I can't have a real conversation with Chad on
You know, I kind of see what Chad is saying from the perspective of since the very first Mortal Kombat, they have moved towards more and more fantastical characters, right? Like, we've seen the focus shift off characters like early days Liu Kang and Sonya Blade and Johnny Cage onto, like, think about like Liu Kang now where he's throwing fireballs and doing all kind of turning into a dragon and stuff. Raiden is much more of a character than he was back then. He was the, you know, the god of Earthrealm, but like, he has shifted away. And at the same time, though, like, I was earlier today, my complaint with Rambo is just like, I don't think I've thought about Rambo since the last time I watched Weird Al Yankovic's UHF. Like, that's the last time I thought about Rambo. But at the same time, like, I do kind of get like, yeah, any action hero probably does make sense as a guest character for Mortal Kombat. It's not like we're talking about like mainline entries anymore. Like, let me ask you this. I know they did it in Soul Calibur, but what if they put Darth Vader in?
See, I'm still okay with that. That I'm okay with because he's fantastical.
A space wizard. Yeah.
It makes sense. Wizard.
Chad, I think you need to remember the words of Sonya Blade in Mortal Kombat 1. A handful of people on a leaky boat are going to save the world. That's all it is. It's just a handful of humans that showed up to a tournament where they had to fight a four-armed guy, and Paul W.S. Anderson made an okay movie about it.
Okay, all right. You know what? If we're going to base anything off the first one, fine. It makes sense. Past the first one, it doesn't for me.
But, Chad, that's what Mortal Kombat is. Mortal Kombat is the fighters of Earthrealm defending the Earth against these fantastical outworld elements,
and also that Nightwolf.
they should not win against, but they do. That is what this is about. And so you have you mean to tell me John Rambo isn't teaming up with Jax and Sonya and Cassie Cage going like, oh yeah, they had to call in a real soldier? Like, come on, man. You bugging. This is a great addition, and I think it's hilarious.
I guess. I will hold my tongue until I play it myself.
Oh yeah, he's cool, man.
Although Melina's out, so I probably won't even touch him.
Oh yeah, never mind. I forgot. But anyway, that's gonna be it from the At the Crib version of Checkpoint Daily. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast. You know, if you have just this is your first time listening and you just discovered it, or maybe you discovered it from our Wednesday live stream on Twitch. Make sure you guys subscribe because we talk about video games Monday through Friday, and we have clips from our national radio show coming in on the weekends. So you will be getting content from this feed 7 days a week. So if you want to listen every day, or you want to let them build up and have a long listening session, you are going to have those options because it's going to be something there every day. So have a blast. Either way, I am your host, Norris Howard, for Chad Callahan and Callie Sloan. toasty.
Eat toasty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.